Blog Talk Radio.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try to clap your hands. Come on.
Blessing. When the Lord keeps me coming my way, and He's having over.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Deadline. I hope you're ready for some, to share with me in an area that that the Lord told me I needed some deliverance in this morning. And brothers and sisters, I just want to bring out a few points, and then I'm going right into the deliverance because it's pretty, it really opened up my understanding. It's pretty pretty lengthy here. We all know that the book of Job is an example of the trying and testing of the faith of the righteous. The test was, would Job curse God or would Job remain faithful and continue to trust in God in spite of his intense and unjust suffering? But I want to tell you this morning, God says to the righteous, I should say God says to his righteous, trust me, I am powerful and I know what I'm doing. From the beginning of the book of Job, where Job did not sin and curse God, to the end of the book of Job, where Job repented of what sin he was guilty of, one thing is perfectly clear, and that is Job maintained his faith and his trust in God. And because of his tests and trials, you know what? Job confessed he could see, or now he could understand God. You see, God's grace toward Job controlled Satan. And as long as God's grace towards you and I is active and alive, we have God's assurance without any doubt that his grace controls Satan's actions towards us today. But brothers and sisters, our times of testing and trials of our faith, God, after allowing Job to be tried, tested, and God finding him faithful, God delivered, God healed Job, and God gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Bible says God blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. That's in Job 42. So where are you going with that, Erica? I'm telling you this morning, you too are the righteousness of God. God is reaching out to you with that same love, that same compassion, and that same grace. After the trying and the testing of your faith, God wants to bless you with more. If you are a believer, feel like you've been suffering unjustly, that things you've been believing God for have not come to pass yet, and you don't understand, I'm going to help you out with that this morning. You either are being or you have been tried and tested. And someplace along the way, you have a gap, ever how small or ever how large, don't make no difference, in your hedge of protection that the enemy has filtrated, Satan or his demons, and he's been using that to work against you within your soul or your body. Because remember, your spirit is sealed. It was sealed by the Holy Spirit the day you ask Jesus to come into your heart. He cannot touch your spirit. He knows that. And he knows it quite well. Okay? So he ain't gonna mess with your spirit because he can't. But he will mess with you in your soul and in your physical body. So what you saying, Erica, here? Well, remember now, your body is a perfect example. No, all of you, I should say, is a perfect example of the temple of God, because that's what you are. Your body is the temple of God, and God says that his temple shall not be defiled. So picture your flesh and blood as the outer court. Remember the outer court where Jesus came on the outer court and cast out the money changers and the people that were selling goods and said, my Father's house shall not be a house of merchandise, but my Father's house is a house of prayer. That was the outer court. Then your soul is the inner court. And this is where the priest does the preparation. And they tie the rope around him, because he knows if he goes into the inner court, in the Holy of Holies, in the presence of God, he would die. And they'd have to drag him out by the rope that was around his leg. So what the devil does is he messes with your outer court, your flesh, and he messes with your soul, your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect. And that is what this ministry here specializes in. We specialize in spirit, soul, and body. Jesus calls it all healing. And you see, your body, your soul, and your spirit all come up under 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We specialize in physical healing, which is flesh and bones. According to Matthew 8:17 and Isaiah 53:4-5, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted, and with his stripes we are healed. Then spirit soul healing, John 3:16. Marvel not, you must be born again, which is the regeneration of your spirit now, your inward man, the regeneration by God's Holy Spirit. Now, that's what takes place when you become born again. And God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, you know your body going to die. And you know your spirit and soul is going to either go to heaven from where it came from, or you're going to perish and go to hell. Then there's inner healing, which is deliverance, healing, expelling demons, and exorcism. Luke 9:1-2. Body, soul, unregenerated spirit. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority. He gave them exousia and dunamis, power over all devils and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. Where they casting the demons out from? Your physical body and your soul. Why is this necessary? Because you, as a born-again believer, are supposed to be led by your spirit. You are supposed to be led by your regenerated spirit. However, your soul lies in between your and your physical body. So in order for your regenerated spirit to have rulership in your soul, that soul, number one, your body should have been offered up to God as a living sacrifice, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And then Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. So, Satan, remember how God placed a hedge of protection around Job to keep Satan from getting to him? But Satan kept on trying Job's hedge until he found a gap made by a spirit of fear in Job. A spirit of fear broke through Job's head of protection. You have a head of God's, a hedge of God's protection around you. God sees you as his righteousness. God loves us. God loves you. If you're experiencing defeat in your life as a Christian believer, then you got a gap in your hedge or a chink in your armor. And God wants those intruders out. And he wants that door shut so that he can fill it with himself. You see, God sent Jesus to bless you and I. And brothers and sisters, God has tried you and tested you. Why? Because he's already prepared you to be an overcomer. He's already prepared you to overcome. He has already given you his gifts, his talents, his power, his ability, and his education. Most importantly, God has given you his Holy Spirit for such a time as this right now. You've been tried, tested, proven faithful. It's time to kick out everything that the enemy has used against you during your times of trials and testing. It's time to close up those gaps, mend those broken hedges of protection, and it's time for you to receive more of God's blessings, more of the sufficiency of God. You know, it's time for you to understand and make that spiritual connection. What spiritual connection? God's Holy Spirit with God's Holy Spirit people, meaning you. You have to know how to live and operate moment by moment within God's Holy Spirit in God's spiritual realm. You got to know and understand how to be open to God's Holy Spirit in order to know how to begin to understand and receive more of the spiritual things of God, brothers and sisters. Why? Because you can only receive what you understand and are open to. Along with that, you can only give out what you know that you have received. Brings us into the fulfilling of God's great commission. And that means being able to know and understand the spirit, the soul, the body, his plan of salvation, his plan of restoration, and his plan of healing. Brothers and sisters, the more understanding that you have about the spiritual blessings that are available to you from God, about the promises that are available to you from God, the more effective you're going to be in receiving from God. Deliverance is the greatest thing that God ever gave us. Why? Because once we understand how it really works, we're less susceptible to the wiles and the tricks of the devil. Because you see, that devil been waging warfare, hindering us through spiritual ignorance. And God will keep on teaching you. He will keep on showing you. He will keep on enriching your life because he wants you to have more and more and more of himself. But he ain't going to give you nothing. It ain't going to just drop out of heaven. Well, it does drop out of heaven, but it drops out of heaven to a overcoming vessel. Because you know why? Because God said, glory to glory to glory, grace to grace to grace. You're supposed to be climbing up the stairs, not resting on any stair, and not stuck on any stair, and not stuck on this earth level. You know what? You're supposed to be able to walk, live, move, have your being in two realms at least at the same time. The heavenly realm, which you inherited by the Holy Spirit, and the earthly realm, which you're supposed to have dominion over. You're not supposed to be in subjection to this world. This world's supposed to be in subjection to you. So what does God do? He make you like us, a spirit warfighter. I am a profound spirit warfighter, not by choice. I read in the Bible you got to overcome. And I read in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 9 and 7 that we had weapons of warfare. And then I read who goes to warfare at his own charge. Then when God showed me what we were fighting against, that wasn't flesh and blood, I knew I better learn something. It was something I was missing. I never heard of this before. And because I was willing, brothers and sisters, I never liked nothing that pertained to or had anything to do with the word slavery. I found it to be despicable. So when I read in Galatians 5, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm. Do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. That just had my whole attention. Brothers and sisters, we're told in James 5 to pray for one another. Then when God gave us anointing to uncover, expose, and cast out demonic spirits operating through what? Hidden oppression. Hidden works of darkness. Then I found out about hidden word-based programming. But all of that, God just kept showing me one thing. You're supposed to overcome. You're supposed to win. That was all he had to tell me. I refuse to dishonor God by losing. That's what I just speak that. To me, it's a dishonor to God. It's a dishonor to God to be bound by devils when he's given me power over them. It's a dishonor to God, and I love God so much, I do not want to dishonor him. So if you got your paper towels this morning, I'm kind of teaching a little bit from one of my own deliverance manuals, but it's not in, oh man, devil, you're a liar. Look how you did that. It's not in my books because I have so many. This is one of the old ones. But it's actually one of the better ones. When I did the spirit warf, spirits are subject unto you. That is thorough. That's very thorough. And I was hitting spirit family connections when I began to see how they connect. But this morning, you're going to share with me in deliverance from soulish realm spirit. If you've been on the website, you know I have a link up there that says, Ted Line, you have an adversary. If you click on that link, it goes into restore your soul. So I'm coming from that basis this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I'm calling upon you this morning for our deliverance, my deliverance. I come to you as my deliverer. You know all about my needs. You know all the things that bind, torment, defile, and harass me. I now loose myself from every evil spirit, from every evil influence, from every satanic bondage, from every spirit in me that is not the spirit of God. Father, I command all such spirits, leave me now in the name of Jesus. Go! I now confess that my body is a temple for the Holy Ghost. Redeemed, cleansed, sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Satan has no place, no power over me through the blood of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I know these acts are an abomination to you. Forgive me and cleanse me from the seed, the root, and all of the effects of these sins. I now renounce unbelief and doubt as sin. All unbelief and doubt, I renounce you. All transference of spirits of the sin of doubt and unbelief, I renounce you. Doubt and unbelief, I command you to get out of my body right now. Go! Go! All doubt and unbelief, go right now. All transference of spirits from any person, place, preacher, word, circumstance, or situation that was given out to cause doubt and unbelief, I renounce it, and I command you to get out of my body right now in the name of Jesus. Go! Get out. Get out! All doubt and unbelief. Go! All pride. Go! Go, pride. Go! Go, pride. All spirits that transferred from any person, place, or thing through a haughty look. Go! All spirits that transferred from any person, place, or thing through a lying tongue. Go! Go! All spirits that transferred from any person, place, or thing that had spirits that caused them to be guilty of shedding innocent blood. Go! All spirits that transferred from any person, place, or thing, from any person that had a heart that devises wicked imagination. Go! All spirits that would have transferred to me from any person that had feet that was swift to run to mischief. Go! All spirits that were transferred to me from any person, any soul, operating through any person that continuously causes to be a false witness and speak lies. Any and all spirits that would have transferred to me from any person, place, message, messenger, minister, false worker of iniquity, false prophet, false preacher, that sows discord among his brethren. Go! Forgive me this morning, Father God, and cleanse me from all transference of from the willful sins of anybody that I minister to, come in contact with, or cause to be in agreement with or without my knowledge, through the spirit of ignorance. Go! Get out of me. Get out of me. Brothers and sisters, I'm just starting. God showed me that myself, and from now on, anybody I ever minister to has to be delivered from soulish realm spirits that have transferred to them from other people as a willful act of Satan. As a willful act to sabotage you, I mean sabotage me, because I can't speak for nobody right now. Because I don't know how this is going to work exactly. But I am ministering deliverance from sabotaging soulish realm spirits that are transferred to me and you from other people's willful acts. And the more I got into it, the more I understood it. So I'm going to go down this list. I'm going to get myself free this morning. I'm going to get some of you free too. From transference of soulish realm, sabotaging spirits. Remember how I tell you Satan will put somebody right close to you? It just never occurred to me. I knew that they were there to hinder you. But God said, no, Erica, these people have these spirits operating through them because it ain't but two realms. It ain't but two realms, the heavenly and the dark. And these people come in with the intent of transferring. And I know that, and I teach it. But it just never occurred to me that I needed to take myself through a specific deliverance from the transference of soulish realm spirits that other people on assignment from Satan sent to transfer on me. Ain't that something? In the name of Jesus, I command us. I'm just going to do this as the leading of the Holy Spirit. I want to do it quiet because I got a long way to go. I got a long way to go. I bind up and I renounce all soulish realm transference of spirits, all soulish realm transference of self-sabotaging spirits from any person living or dead, any place, any situation, any building, especially hospitals, especially public buildings, especially church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I renounce, bind up all spirits of Satan that would have transferred from any soulish realm encounter with anybody yielded to Satan. I renounce, destroy the power, the soulish realm power, from anybody yielded over to the spirits of Beelzebub. Go! I renounce, destroy the power and the transference of all soulish realm spirits of anybody yielded to falsehoods. Go! I renounce, destroy the power of all soulish realm spirits of transference of beguilement, coming from anybody yielded to bewitchment, witchcraft, sorcery, wizardry. Go! I destroy the power of all soulish realm spirits that would have been sent intentionally by Satan through the chief of devils. Lord God, I bind them up in the name of Jesus. I command them, go! I break, destroy the power. I break and destroy the power, the soulish realm power of all spirits unloosed by the chief of the devils to destroy the ministry, to destroy the wealth, Father God, transferred from any soul yielded to Satan. I break and destroy the power of the chief of devils. And all these spirits, brothers and sisters, or their namesake or counterpart. I searched the Bible yesterday, up and down, to find them. I break and destroy the spirits of devils found in the book of Revelation that has been unloosed through any person through soulless realm transfer to sabotage, destroy. Go! All mind-binding spirits, in the name of Jesus, I break your power to blind the minds in the name of Jesus through any soulless realm spirits operating according to the will of any person in the name of Jesus. Go! I break and destroy the power of the subtleties of Satan through any person who has yielded, Lord God, their soul over to the devil, witches, witchcraft, to Satan. I break it right now in the name of Jesus. Go! In the name of Jesus. Father God, I break the power of mind corruption of any person that was sent to come alongside me to transfer through the soulless realm and corrupt my mind. Go! In the name of Jesus. Father God, I break and destroy the power, Lord God, of all soulless realm transference of anybody that was serving another Jesus, Father God. All spirits, I bind you up in the name of Jesus right now, in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I break and destroy the soulless realm power, the spiritual power of the angel of light, Lord God, that would have been sent to me, Father God, to destroy, cause any kind of harm in the name of Jesus through transference of spirits by any other person, living and or dead. Go! I break and destroy the power of all burdensome spirits, Lord God, spirits of a false burden that would have been sent through the soulless realm encounter with any person that had the soul thought, the soul objective to transfer upon me or anyone under the sound of my voice. Go! I break and destroy the power right now in the name of Jesus, the soulless realm power of any and all false apostles that I may have received any word from, knowingly or unknowingly, coming into agreement with them, Father God, and a soul transference would have taken place. Go! In the name of Jesus, I destroy the power of any and all deceitful workers, Lord God, that through a conversation or through a touch or through an eye gate transference of spirits, Lord God, they would have had the opportunity, Lord, to get close enough to transfer. I destroy it right now. All soul transference from all deceitful workers of iniquity, all from ministers of false righteousness. Go! Go right now. Go right now. I loose myself from the soulless realm transference, from any soul not yielded to God that would have been brought alongside me for destruction, for harm, for hurt, in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! I break and destroy the soulless realm power operating through any person with a spirit of disinheritance sent or brought to me for the express purpose of a soul transference. Go! I break, destroy the power of spiritual adultery from any soulless realm transference from any person on assignment of sabotage and destruction from Satan. Go! Spiritual fornication. Go! I break your power. I destroy every agreement, every assignment, every ritual. Go! Set charge against me or any person under the sound of my voice. I break and destroy the power of any soulless realm transference of all spiritual uncleanness, especially witchcraft that manifests in the back of the head as a headache. Go! I break, cut, destroy the power of all soulless realm manifestations in any person in agreement with and bound by lasciviousness that would have been sent to me to come alongside me or even a chance encounter and meeting according to Satan's purpose of spiritual transference. Go! I break your power this morning. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I break and destroy all soulless realm transference from any person bound by, in league with, or in agreement with spiritual idolatry. Go! I break and destroy the power of all soulless realm transference of any person yielded to as an act of their will and sent to transfer to cause any soulless realm subjection to a man or a woman of God by spiritual witchcraft. Go! 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 Get out! Loose that soul right now in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! Get out the eye gate. Go! Get out the ear gate, you deaf and dumb demon. Go! Go! Get off the vocal cords and the throat. Go! Come out the heart. Go! Get out! Go! Right now. Come off the skin. Go! And get out of the mouth. All transference of soulless realm, devils, demons, evil human spirits. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of all soulless realm transference from any person on assignment by Satan, devils, demons, evil human spirits, unclean spirits, and familiar spirits of spiritual hatred, spiritual variance, spiritual emulations, and spiritual wrath, strife. Go! Get out! Loose that soul this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the power, the soulless realm power, unloosed through any person, any message, any ministry, any individual, through soulless realm transference, spiritual heresies, spiritual envying, spiritual murders, spirits unloose to kill your relationship with God under the auspices of another fake Jesus, under the auspices of falsehood and fakery. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Go, power of all soulless realm transference of any spirit from any person of the prince of devils. Go! The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Sensual spirits, go! Earthly spirits, go! Worldly spirits, go! Spirits of premature death and destruction, unloose, sent by any person manifesting and operating through the soulless realm. I break the power of soulless realm spirits that cause death and ungodly behaviors and working with dumb and deaf spirits to dumb you down so you can't hear the things of God. Go! And I break the power of the spirits that work with them, the spirit of heaviness that works with it, and lying and seducing spirits that works with it, and the spirit of jealousy that works with it, out of Numbers 5:14. Go! Get out. I break your power this morning. Go! In the name of Jesus, all soulless realm spirits that would have transferred from any person on assignment from Satan to cause you to be weakened in the flesh through perverse spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of whoredom, spirits of slumber, go! I break and destroy the power of all soulless realm spirits unloosed through any individual to weaken your faith, weaken your body, weaken your resistance through sex demons, spirits of incubus and succubus, spirits of masturbation, spirits of immorality. Go! 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 Get out! I break that curse right now. I break and destroy every spirit unloosed, transferred by laying on of hands, by the spoken word, with the intent of Satan to cause a transference in the soulless realm. Go! Get out! Get out! Get out! Go! Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! I break the power of these soulless realm spirits of witchcraft incompetency, witchcraft mental incompetency, witchcraft madness, witchcraft anger. Go! Get out in the name of Jesus. I break the power of every soulless realm spirit unloose to cause a disposition to accept witchcraft due to a predisposition to familiar spirits in a family background or a false religion. I break the power of these soulless realm spirits right now. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Get out. All transference of soulless realm spirits, the Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I bind all of you up. Go! To the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. I command all soulless realm spirits hanging on from pressures in early childhood unloosed by Satan to transfer, cause hindrance in the life of the believer. Go! All soulless realm spirits from emotional shock or sustained emotional pressure unloose from Satan to wear you down. Go! All soulless realm spirits unloose from Satan and brought into your atmosphere from the sinful acts and habits of that person. Go! All evil soulless realm spirits unloose through the transference or laying on of hands or the transference of idle words, or the transfamiliar spirit, family connections, inheritance. Go! All soulless realm spirits of transference sent by Satan on assignment to bring demonic contact through transference of another individual. Go! Go! All transference of spirits, soulless realm, from cultural dances, cultural, historical rituals, tribal rituals. I bind you up right now. Go! I break your power in the name of Jesus. Loose that soul this morning. Go! 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 All soulless realm spirits from any person as an act of their will that chose to stay in unforgiveness and were brought to you by Satan for a soulless realm transference to cause you undue heaviness and pressure without your knowledge of where it come from. I bind up those soulless realm spirits right now. Go! Get out! Get out! Loose that soul in the name of Jesus and go. Go! All soulless realm spirits unloosed by Satan to transfer from any carved objects, any bewitched jewelry, charms, any purposely haunted places by demons, any deliberate transference from weird, ungodly portals, atmospheres, geographic changes. Go! I break the power of those soulless realm spirits right now. I break the power. I terminate your assignment from that transference. And I command you, go! All spirits of transference from any pagan festivals, from any spoken curses upon another person that was set by Satan because they are under his control to cause you pressure, misery, and torment through soulless realm transference. Go! All soulless realm spirits from any other individual conceived in adultery or fornication, whose parents contemplated an abortion, from individuals given up for adoption, from individuals abandoned by one or more of their parents, and from individuals who were orphans and who relish negativity, evil, hatred behind it. I bind all those soulless realm transferences sent from Satan to come alongside you and transfer to you through the eye gate, the ear gate, the mouth gate, the nose gate, the body gate. Go! I break your power in the name of Jesus. All soulless realm spirits are transference of spirits from individuals who have been abused as children, still manifesting, operating in them from that abuse, sent alongside you by Satan for the express purpose of transferring, because he knows the stronghold he has on them because of their dependency upon feeling something, they will never let it go. Go! Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Loose the souls this morning from all spirits of soul transference. Go! Go! I break the power of all soul transference of spirits from individuals raped or molested who do not want to be delivered, have no desire or care, and the spirits have manifested a prominent place in their soul, and Satan brought them alongside you to transfer, to weigh your soul down. Go! Get out. Suffering from spirits whose mother had a difficult pregnancy or whose mother had a long and a hard labor. Or those individuals who almost died during the first year, months. Go! I break the power of all those transference of spirits. I bind all of you up Father God, I ask you for angelic assistance and that you would carry all these spirits to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Go! All soulless realm spirits and transference of familiar spirits from individuals who had imaginary playmates because of loneliness and thought the playmates just went away. Go! I break the power of that soulless realm transference right now. I break the power of the soulless realm transference and ability to transfer from individuals who have been chronically ill all their lives and they will not receive the engrafted word of God. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. It will not work any longer. Go! Go! Count. Spirits, soulless realm spirits, and transference of those spirits from individuals who have suffered from severe handicaps from childhood, including exposure to pornography early in life, including those individuals who saw something perverse through the eye gate early in life, including those individuals with trauma, such as murder or fatal accident. I bind up all those soulless realm spirits. I bind up your ability to transfer. And I bind up all those spirits that have transferred from such people. Go! Get out. Get out right now. I bind up all soulless realm spirits and transference of those spirits from individuals who grew up in a war zone and then Satan brings them alongside to transfer to your soul. Go! All soulless realm spirits and transference of spirits from individuals who have been ridiculed all their lives. Soulless realm spirits and transference of spirits. Get out! Bound and in chains. All soulless realm spirits and transference of spirits from any individuals who ran away from home early in life to get away from the misery, the pain, and the suffering. And still living it. And Satan brings them along to transfer that on you. To corrupt your soul. Go! Get out. All transference of soulless realm spirits. From individuals who have been depressed. Chronically. Individuals diagnosed as manic depressant. Bipolar or schizophrenic. I break the power of those soulless realm spirits and their ability to transfer. Go! All soulless realm spirits and transference of spirits from any individual incarcerated or who has been incarcerated less than 6 years. Satan has sent that person with those soulless realm spirits to transfer and weaken your ability to overcome them. But I break the power right now of all soulless realm spirits. Go! And transference of spirits. I break the power of all soulless realm spirits and transference of spirits sent to weaken you in your soul. From individuals whose parents either or were alcoholics. Parents went through a divorce or a separation. Whose parents argued and fought in the home. Go! Get out! Get out! All those soulless realm spirits that transferred. Go! Right now! Up and out! Up and out! in the name of Jesus. All spirits and transference of soul and shrimp spirits from individuals who are angry or bitter, I break the power of your ability to transfer. Go right now. Go right now. All soulish realm spirits and transference of spirits from any individual exposed to drugs at an early age, to homosexual or lesbianism lifestyles at an early age, exposed to histories of sexual perversion in their bloodline at an early age, with those soulless realm spirits being sent and orchestrated by Satan to weaken you in your soul. I break that assignment. I terminate that agreement. Go right now in the name of Jesus. All soulless realm spirits and transference of spirits from individuals who have been accident prone all their lives to manifest on you and operate in your soul and weaken you, causing you to have accidents. Go right now in the name of Jesus. Get out. Go, go. Go, get out. All spirits and transference of spirits in the soulless realm call to come alongside you and transfer from individuals who are intensely, demonically jealous of other people. Go! Including individuals who have transference of spirits from hate groups. Go! All spirits and soulless realm spirits of transference from any individual with a history of Freemasonry and has never been delivered, sent alongside you by Satan to weaken you. Go! All spirits and soulless realm transference of spirits from individuals who were involved with the occult, who attended seances, who have been attracted to and have ever gone to readers, advisors, spiritualists, psychics, fortune tellers. Spirits and transference of spirits from individuals who have called these people by phone, psychics, fortune tellers. I break and those individuals with spirits and soulless realm spirits deliberately sent by Satan to transfer from individuals who were involved in martial arts. Go! Yoga. Go! Any form of Eastern mysticism, Reiki, whatever. Go! Spirits, soulless realm transference of spirits from any individuals who were involved in any false religion and involved in any way with an abortion, sent alongside you to weaken your soul. Go! Get out. Get out! Soulless realm spirits and transference of any spirits from any individuals who have gone through a divorce, a separation, or a bad interpersonal relationship. From any individuals who were ever controlled by their parents, any other person or group of people. Go! Get out! Go! Get out of that body. Loose that soul in the name of Jesus. Go! I hear you. Go! I hear you. Go! Get out. Spirits and soulless realm spirits, sit alongside you, me, to transfer from any individuals who have chronic headaches, chronic backaches, witchcraft, or mental confusion. Go! Get out. Go! All the way out. In the name of Jesus. Spirits, soulless realm spirits, and transference of spirits sent by Satan to come alongside us from individuals who are chronic masturbators. Go! Get out! Get out! Go! Soulless realm transference of spirits from any individual as an act of their will because of slovenliness, laziness, bound by poverty, sent alongside us to negate our faith, to weaken our soul. Go! Right now. Spirits and soulless realm transference of spirits from any individuals sent alongside us to weaken us who have attempted suicide or even thought of killing themselves. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out! Go. Go. All the way out. Get out. Keep going. Keep going. Soulless realm spirits, transference of spirits from individuals who have been sitting alongside us, of us who have asthma, sinus problems, lung problems. Go! Go. Go right now. Get out. Soulless realm transference of spirits from anybody sitting alongside us with psychic abilities, unloose. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for deliverance. Go! Go, go, go! Spirits and transference of soulless realm spirits from any person sitting alongside us that was dedicated to the devil at an early age. Go! Get out. All soulless realm spirits, up and out. Go! Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Spirits and soulless realm transference of spirits from any person sent alongside us so full of unbelief that they can't even believe that God loves them. Go! Go! That's a big one, brothers and sisters. That's what he keeps sending people, those kind of people to me. Never realizing. I always knew. You're in a battle. Either God gonna win or the devil gonna win. But this right here is taking away some of his power to work against you, hiding. To work against me, hiding. No more. It's over. It's a new day. Spirits and transference of soulless realm spirits from individuals who willingly have set themselves against submitting to authority and warn with your soul. Go! 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 Satan using them. Tire you out. Spiritually. You don't even know where that fatigue was coming from. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I break the power of all soulless realm spirits' ability to transfer from any individual submitted to Satan, angels of light, devils, demons, evil human spirits. I bind you up this morning for the next millennium. Go! 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 I thank you, Father God, for a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. I break the power of all spirits and soulless realm transference of spirits from those individuals who have a preoccupation with horror movies, the macabre, and dark side. Go! Get out. I break your power this morning. Brothers and sisters, I break the power of all soulless realm spirits and transference to soulless realm spirits from any person that Satan and demons are affecting their mind, and he has sent them alongside you to affect your mind through transference from any anxiety. Go! Fear of being rejected. Stability. Go! Paranoia. Go! Blurred mind. Go! A blanking mind. Go! Fear of failure. Go! Brothers and sisters. Confusion and witchcraft confusion. Go! Spirits of resentment. Go! Right now. Get out the body. Fear of being unwanted. Go! Right now. And control by guilt. Get out. Guilt-ridden, guilt and insecurity. Go! Self-hatred. Go! Intimidation. Go! Deep hurt. Come out the heart. Come out the heart. Deep hurt. Come out the heart. Go! All spirits, soulless realm spirits, and transference of spirits from hatred of others. Inability to give or receive love freely. Impotence. Go! Get out. Get out! In the name of Jesus. All spirits and soulless realm spirits and transference of soulless realm spirits from any person living under defeatism, impairment of judgment, indecision, shame. Brothers and sisters, go! Get out. Spirits of transference of spirits, soulless realm spirits, from any person sent by Satan, causing you to have an inability to communicate. Go! Causing you to have your thinking slowed up. Go! Go! All spirits and soulless realm spirits sent by Satan from somebody to come alongside you that willfully has demons people. Go! People who love cruelty. Go! Get out. In the name of Jesus. People bound by seething and simmering anger and rage and madness. They're just mad. Go! Go! Get out! Go! In the name of Jesus. All spirits and all transference of soulless realm spirits that transferred from any person upon any person that spewed out meanness, nastiness, verbal and physical destruction, intimidation. Go! Get out! Get out! All transference of spirits, soulless realm spirits, and transfer from people that get pleasure out of verbal abuse. Go! All abuse. Oh, God, break it, break it, break it, break it. All spirits and soulless realm spiritual transference of spirits from Satan sending anybody alongside you with demons to affect your physical body. Go! Get out! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits and soulless realm, spiritual transference of spirits from people that come out of Roman Catholicism, that have gone through the Catholic baptism. Go! Prayer to the saints. Dedication to be a nun or a priest. Go! The spirit of the one true church. Go! The holy priesthood mass. Go! Adoration of the host. Go! Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Some of you, I'm going to try to get to you. I know you need more. I know that. You know it. But I'm here to tell you that some of you are bound from spirits that have transferred to you to the soulless realm that were sent deliberately by Satan to weigh you down. False friends, accusers, family disunity, childhood fantasy, and fear. Some of you had to file bankruptcy because you didn't know that there was sent a soulless realm spirit operating through another person to block your finances. It can happen. It has happened. You know what? I'm a living witness. Remember, I didn't say this was for you. I said God showed me some areas where some soulless realm soulless realm transference that was deliberately sent by Satan to cause heavy pressures. Heavy pressures. Go! Go! Heavy pressures. Go! In the name of Jesus. When the devil hit me, I hit him back. I don't keep nothing that belongs to him. Nothing. everything that belongs to him opposes God. And Jesus is the Lord of my life. Ain't nothing too big for him. I'm gonna just rest here. And I'm gonna tell you, it's a lot more. But I just feel, I don't know where you at, but I just feel the peace of God. I don't want to go beyond God. But I got a lot more. Maybe I'll ask Reggie to send you a copy of my deliverance. This is my new deliverance manual. I told you it's a new day. It's a new year. Father God, every spirit that Satan attempted to infiltrate, fill it up. More of you. More of you. More, 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 more. More of you. Lift your hands up, brothers and sisters, to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every area you cause to be emptied out, fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us up with more of your Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost power. That's what we need. Power. Because you said, behold, I give unto you power. That's what we need. Power. And you reveal the area that the enemy is operating in. That I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it. Fill us up. Fill and heal. Heal, heal. Heal every area. Heal every area that was wounded to those soulless realm spirits. Feel. Feel, God. Feel your people. More of you. More of you. We must decrease that you might increase. More of you. More of you. More of you. More, 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 God. More. It didn't work, Satan. It didn't work. We're going to hit you hard and we're going to hit you heavy. And you're going to lose those souls. In the name of Jesus, you're going to lose those souls. I destroy every spirit of revenge, retaliation, and lashback. You cannot take revenge, retaliate, or lashback on any person who's part of this deliverance, any family member, or any generational family member. Father God, I ask you for holy angels. Bind them up to the pit and seal it until the day of redemption by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, it is a great day. It's a great day. It's 2017 for me. I'm already there. And I guess because in the Jewish New Year, it's a new calendar year already. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. Every promise that God has ever made to you will come to pass. Your job is to occupy your territory until he comes. And he says, when I come, will I find faith on earth? That's what Jesus said. When I come, will I find faith on earth? You know what my answer is? Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. You will find faith on this earth. Long as you got people like these that are seeking you and more of you, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. Even more. Fill us up. More of you, God. We need more of you and less of us. More of you, God. More, 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 more. More of you. Thank you for sharing with me in my deliverance this morning. Thank you. I pray you got some too. Because I'm going on with God, and I know you are too. The greatest thing you could got, the greatest thing you could get is to be emptied out and refilled with more of God. That is what you're living for, isn't it? You can have the kingdom of God on earth. It's in you. Set it free. get rid of everything that's not of him. By the way, I'll be back on Omega Man Radio Friday, November 25th at 7 p.m., 7 to 9 on Fridays, starting November 25th. I got my websites up. I got everything I wanted to do will be completely done and finished, and I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm getting filled with more power, and so are you. Get filled. Let's put it to good use. God ain't going to keep blessing you if you ain't going to give it away. Why should he? He got a lot of people that will use it. This is Sister Erica. Thank you for taking this journey with me. I said if I was going to ever write a soap opera, everybody know me, know the name of my soap opera would be As the Spirit Moves. I will see you tomorrow on the tail line. Blessings.
The Holy Ghost is here, ready to fill our souls. Are you ready for the filling? Are you ready for the anointing? Are you ready for the healing? Ay, my God, my God, my God.
Fill me, Jesus, fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me now, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Satan wants to conquer me, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Satan wants to conquer me, Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. And me say, heal me, Jesus, heal me now, fill me with your Holy Ghost.
prayer.